Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last live happy hour of 2022, baby. Dominic, I hope you're up for the party. I know you usually are.
I'm sure we can make it, man. One more hour of 2022 on the radio with you, Crudy. We'll make it glorious, baby.
And Dominic, at the end of this big hour, we are going to award a big deal sort of award. D-Bag of the Year 2022. We're going to give one out.
D-Bag of the Year 2022.
Who could it be?
Well, we will determine by completely arbitrary criterion at the end of this hour. We'll announce it on air. But you must make nominations at 844-967-2789. We heard billionaire Twitter guy Elon Musk. And I threw out Donald Trump for old time's sake, you know, just feel like he should be a evergreen on the list, right?
And always an evergreen. I'm going to throw one out, Crudy, as well. Of course, we want to hear what you have to say, but I'm going to say this one. And there's a multitude of reasons. Tim Michaels, oh, he ran for governor here in the state of Wisconsin. Why does he deserve it of D-Bag of the Year? Well, politically, he came in kind of late and put a cigarette out on Rebecca Clayfish, who was the former lieutenant governor, had been working for 2 years behind the scenes, getting ready for her gubernatorial run. 4 years behind the scenes,
Crudy. I would say yes.
and Michaels comes in and not only, you know, pushes aside, and it's apparently a nasty primary between him and Clayfish, embraced Donald Trump's election denial, brought on, what, Janelle Brangen and all the crazies to Waukesha when he was there with Trump endorsing him, and then goes on to claim that, you know, Wisconsinites were lazy. We're lazy. We have, what, almost full employment here in the state of Wisconsin, and the Republican gubernatorial nominee was calling us lazy. And then he went on to fail tremendously against Tony Evers. Evers won by, what, 3 times the margin he beat Scott Walker by. And then so, you know, he comes in, he craps on the local Republicans. He says terrible things about the Wisconsin citizens. He gets his ass beat by Tony Evers, and then he slinks away from what rock he kept himself in under. And for that, for sticking it to the Republicans, for calling us names, and for, you know, trying to change the electoral process here in Wisconsin. What do you say? If I get elected, Republicans will never lose another election again. Well, you didn't get elected, but you are. Congratulations, Tim Michaels, nominated for the D-Bag of the Year 2022.
Well, Dom, I'd like to take more of a national perspective on it. I'd like to make a nominee. In fact, she admits it. Jenny Thomas, Clarence Thomas's wife, the new January 6th committee testimony being released, Alex Henderson alternate reporting, 2022 will be remembered as a year in which the U.S. Supreme Court's reputation continued to deteriorate from the wildly unpopular overturning of Roe v. Wade in the Dobbs versus Jackson's Home Health Organization to the revelation that Justice Clarence Thomas's wife, Jenny Thomas, tried to help former, tried to help former President Donald Trump overturn the 2020 election results. The January 6th Select Committee discovered that after now President Joe Biden won the election, Jenny Thompson, my newest nominee for D-Bag of the Year, urged then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to do everything he could to keep Biden from being inaugurated. And in March of 22, her series of text exchanges with Meadows became public knowledge thanks to some bombshell reporting. Think Robert Costa and Bob Woodward, the veteran journalist over at the Washington Post. Woodward, like Bernstein and the former Watergate prosecutor Jill Weinbanks, has said more than once that Nixon's crimes during the 1970s pale in comparison to Trump scandals. And more than a few Trump critics have commented that the January 6, 2021 insurrection and the fact that a U.S. Supreme Court justice's wife wanted the presidential election results overturned was more disturbing than Watergate. I'd throw it out there, Dom. So anyways, Jenny Thompson, Thomas, we got a little glimpse from the transcripts.
I got some of this here, Crudy. Now, the Raw story refers to an article from the Independent from Hall, and he explains Jenny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Judge Clarence Thomas, admitted that she was not aware of any specific evidence of voter fraud in the 2020 election at the time she personally lobbied senior White House officials to overturn the results. In an interview with the House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol, a transcript which was released on Friday, Thomas said that she wasn't very deep in her knowledge of specific voter fraud allegations at the time of her lobbying effort, but instead was basing what I believed off of people I trusted and news that I trusted.
Who do you trust? Who do you love, Dom?
The transcript, according to Hall, provides new detail on how Jenny Thomas used her access to Donald Trump's inner circle to influence the White House to reject the results of the election. Let's think about this for a moment. What do we hear? Now, some of these transcripts have been released. Don Jr., we talked about. Don Jr., I got this tweet or this message that sounded very complex, sounded like it could totally work. You know, the way that they eventually ended up trying to overturn the election. Well, Jr. was all about it, but he admitted during testimony, it's not really his area. He's not versed in that. Something he didn't really know a lot about. Now, we got, you know, of course, a very influential character in the Trump orbit, right? Jr. And then we got Jenny Thomas out here. What does she say? Well, you know, my knowledge isn't very deep in this. Well, I'm trusting, you know, my friends and my news sources. Like what? Like Fox News? You know, guys like what? Sean Hannity, who was up there spewing what he said, who said under testimony in the case of the
Dominion deposition.
Yes, thank you very much. That he didn't believe for one second. He didn't believe for one second that the election was stolen. So you have people that admit that they were not versed in the facts, or people that admit that they were lying to their audience, like Sean Hannity, perhaps influencing Jenny Thomas and what she was thinking. And you got this circle jerk going around, and we end up with what we got on January 6th.
Dominic, I want to wrap this thought up. My nominee for D-bag of the year 2022, Jenny Thomas. Jenny Thomas has maintained that she doesn't discuss her work as an activist with her husband, Clarence. But Hall reports that the committee asked her, and here's the quote, about an exchange with Mr. Meadows in which she appears to suggest that she spoke with her husband, Justice Thomas, about the election. What? In one of her text exchanges with Meadows, she mentioned a conversation with my best friend. People, let me tell you about my best friend. Jenny Thomas told the January 6th committee, and this is the quote, Dom, from the transcripts. It looks like it was my husband, but said she had no memory of the specifics. Boy, they have faulty memories. Her and the Trump kids and Kimberly Guilfoyle. And went on to say, my husband often administers spousal support to the wife that's upset. So I assume that what it was, he had no idea I was texting Mark Meadows about the election. No idea.
No, really? Really? So was there strife in the Thomas house when this came out? You know, did Clarence go, oh, Jenny, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if your wife was like, I don't know, trying to plot to overturn the government and you're a Supreme Court justice, you didn't know about it, would you be upset about that? I think I might have some issues unless you concur.
844-967-2789. Bob from Indiana. Welcome, Bob. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Just one point. I really enjoy your show, and it took me a while to figure out how to get you in real time as opposed to a delay. So,
did you find the Civic Media app, or you got
how are you
a
listening,
good antenna
Bob?
Listening on 540 AM down south of Chicago?
No, I'm streaming it off of 1580.
Well, that'll work. That gets you
done,
man.
Bob. Thanks, yep. Bob.
Hey, Bob, do you have any nominees for D-Bag of the Year 2022?
Yes, I do, and I want to be kind of parochial about this. I mean, all these Washington people, that's all fine and good, but we can't leave out our local favorites. And I would like to be the first to nominate CJ.
Oh, Bob, I think he may have just jumped into the lead.
D-Bag of the Year 2022.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Bob, I think you've got an outstanding nominee.
Well, let's just hope the voting comes in. And if it doesn't, then it's a rigged election.
I would just tell you, Bob, vote early, vote often. Just go vote. Well,
if we're the ones keeping tabs up here, Bob, you know it's a rigged election. It's totally arbitrary, but we appreciate your contribution, CJ. That's gonna be a tough one to beat.
844-967-2789. Jameson calling in from Pennsylvania. Welcome, Jameson. What do you got for us?
Hi, Jameson.
Hey guys, just wanted to give a nominee too, and I gotta say Bob stole my thunder, although I was gonna put CJ in a second place.
Who's number one?
I want to nominate Dr. Oz for just going after a guy that had a stroke so hardcore.
Well, it was his political opponent, but Fox News is doing it for sport post-election.
You got that right. I just think it's a low blow, but I love you guys, and I wanted to wish you a happy new year.
Well, Jameson, back at you.
Right on, man. Appreciate it. Love you back, Jameson. Happy new year to you as well.
I tell you what, if you're patient, we'll get to your call on the other side. Join us. Nominate, perhaps, the D-Bag of the Year 2022. Although, CJ, that is, I mean, you've earned a special place in hell, CJ, this year. So you may win that award. Come back with us, though. Your nomination could be next. 844-96-PARTY. It's a party up in here.
We're going to get people off of their couches and get them back to work. We created an entire class of lazy people.
But I'd like to make some of the money back that I spent, and spent a lot of it.
CJ, the sauce is weak.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, last show of 2022. Join us with the fun. Who is your D-Bag of 2022? You can let us know. We're doing a little test here, a little contest. See who has the best nominee. We'll award it at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm trying to make a stronger case for my nominee, Jenny Thomas. A little bit more reporting from the transcripts of the January 6th committee release. I found this at the Daily Beast. Where is it? Jenny Thomas, a conservative activist and wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, just in case you weren't listening last segment, told the January 6th panel that she was just emoting, Dom, when she sent a series of texts to Donald Trump's chief of staff urging him to try and overturn the 2020 election. Just emoting. That's according to transcripts released today showing Thomas's statements to the congressional subcommittee investigating the deadly riot at the Capitol. Now, here's her direct quote. I regret the tone and content of these texts. Thomas was quoted saying, after expressing regret that they'd been made public, so I regret that I was caught sending these texts.
Right.
You know, I would take them all back if I could today, she said, adding that it was an emotional time and I was probably just emoting. You know, from here on, Dom, if I ever screw anything up, I'm going to claim emotions.
I'm just emoting, just dealing with the difficult circumstances. But then, come on, man. I mean, listen, she was already, if I understand, she was like in a cult when she was younger, right? Did she go through some deculting, you know, whatever they call it?
I just verified that Kimberly Guilfoyle was a lawyer and a former prosecutor in the San Francisco DA's office. So you're going to have to Google.
All right, well, I'm going to stick by it. I'll look it up when I get done talking about it. But allegedly, let's put it. But it's my understanding, right? So she's susceptible to this kind of, you know, thing. And if she's in the wormhole of Fox News and alt-right and all this, and if she's relying on her grassroots friends and the news that she trusts, you know, fair and balanced, perhaps. Well, but she has no specific knowledge, not any iota of specific knowledge of any sort of voter fraud, just like Junior, just like everybody else. The whole thing, it was a scam from the beginning. And it's hard for me. So was Ginny Thomas a true believer? I can't believe Junior was. I mean, he's laying out a process by which we can perhaps usurp the government from the American people. I mean, that doesn't mean you believe that Trump won, though. You know what I'm saying? Ginny seems to be a true believer.
No, I agree with you there. Her specific text to Mark Meadows, chief of staff to Donald Trump, called the election the greatest heist of our history and urged Meadows to tell Trump to stand firm in his claims about the election. She told the January 6 investigators her husband had no knowledge of the messages. You know, separate lives and all that kind of stuff. 844-967-2789. Got a nominee for D-Bag of the Year 2022? I've put up both Dom and Ginny Thomas. And considered E-Bone, but he's back to paying attention. So, you know, you're back on the good side.
Oh, come on. He's handling the big things.
Kathy from Chicago, handle the big things and tell us what he got for us.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi. Hi. Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. I nominate Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
And because I feel he is, before Trump ever entered office, he wanted divided government and has used Trump for that purpose. He's always has him in his back pocket. He's just a clear and present danger, and he always slips away. Nobody pays any attention to him, and yet he's the one who's the fox, you know, outside the hen.
Let me suggest something to you. The turtle in the hen house might be slipping. Do you know Joe Biden and these Democrats had a lot of legislative achievements? I think we're going to talk about some of them still in this show, so stick around for that. But here's the point.
Great.
Five of those big legislative achievements were bipartisan. It included Republican support. So the fact that Mitch McConnell let Joe Biden and the Democrats win five times in the last 2 years, Kathy, while I would certainly put him at the top of the world's greatest D-bags in any year, I think the old man's slipping.
Except it's still the way he had the control. He has too much, I think, as far as the Senate. And he and with Kevin McCarthy, what they're able to do to keep things where you just can't get anything fully accomplished. I mean, there are things that there should have been no question about accomplishing, and they're doing it, and they're calling it bipartisan. But like, if you have 13 legislators, and he's not really backing any of this,
Kathy, he allowed the government to stay open. He signed off on the omnibus, and he voted for the omnibus. Yeah. And I would say, you know, if we leave it to the newly elected House majority, the Republicans and Kevin McCarthy, they'd shut it down and burn it down, Kathy. So I'm not defending the man so much as just saying at least the government's still running.
Yeah. But I think it was kind of like he wanted to clear the decks so that when they come into power, then they'll be able to do a lot of, you know, obstruction at that point. And so I'm just hoping
that's a great point.
The Democrats to be able to move things along, and that he's not this. I just think he's a real creep.
That's a great point, Kathy. Thank you for the call and the nomination, Mitch McConnell. And I think you make an excellent point. You got to wonder long term. I mean, you can say what you want about Mitch, but he's crafty. You know what I'm saying? So he may have. I mean, now, as you mentioned, they have all sorts of time. They can worry about, you know, funding the government. They just get right to the Hunter Biden laptop from hell investigation.
You know, they might be the other power couple in D.C. You got the Thomas family, Jenny and Clarence. And you've got Mitch McConnell and Elaine Chao. She was the transportation secretary under Donald Trump, although he taxed her quite a bit. Apparently now she's a coffee girl. You know, that's how it always goes in the Trump administration. Come back, nominate your favored candidate for D-Bag of the Year 2022. And of course, join us on the Devil's Advocates, your grievances. It's still a Friday, last one of the year. Stick around, more of us.
Bag of the Year 2022.
I don't think we are wrong.
D-Bag of the Year 2022.
My lack of involvement was seconds worth.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I think E-Bone's been heard from. I think he's made his nominee. It's could only be Rojo, U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin. I did declare the worst moment of 2022, the reelection of Ron Johnson. But apparently, E-Bones nominated him as D-Bag of the Year 2022. You could nominate your favorite as long as it's not yours truly. I'm the only one that's excluded nomination so far. A few program notes briefly. Badgers tipping off tonight at 7 o'clock. Across the Civic Media Network, Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR, Richland Center, WRCE, and up in Amory, Wexy 1260. Catch the Badgers tipping off against the Western Michigan Broncos. The 4-8 Broncos against the 15th ranked team in the nation.
Oh, Badgers, isn't that where Fancy Brian went? Western Michigan?
I think so.
I think it might be.
I was trying to make the Brian Broncos. Fancy Broncos. I don't know. Perhaps that is Fancy Bryant's alma mater. We can't be sure without asking again. And also coming up this weekend, down in Richland Center, WRCO. And this is a tradition, Dom, that has gone on since 1988. It started a trivia-thon on New Year's Eve on WRCO. Phil D and a crew of virtually dozens. Bo Hendricks, Adam Hess, Chris Simonson, Joanne Krulatz, our buddy Todd Alba, and Ken Thede. And they've got like team events. They've got people calling in, like longstanding teams, like families that have been doing this together every New Year's Eve for years and years. So that is a great event. We're going to repeat it this year. And you could listen to it on the Civic Media Network. Just find the WRCO channel for Richland Center and listen to our friend Phil. But let's get back to the nominees and the phones, Dom. 844-967-2789. In order of patience, Rico from Rock County. Welcome, Rico. You got a nominee for us?
Hey, Rico.
Oh, damn, that was
clear
a good
that bog, man.
Hey, couldn't have done that before you got on the radio, man.
Well, you got him. You guys caught me. It's a happy hour, right?
It is happy hour. It is now that you've joined us, Rico.
All right, guys. I got some good ones here. Hey, there was so many of them, as we can tell. I had to go with the ranked choice system, voting system, okay?
Okay, man, give us your now, top one, three then, Rico.
Oh, that's what I got. I got the three picked out, dudes. A couple of them are double noms. We got number one, absolutely, positively. All I got to do is say the guy's name, Vladimir Putin.
Oh, excellent.
Absolutely, positively, top of the...
You're thinking globally. Far too often we think locally, but please continue, Rico.
I like the way you think, Rico. Okay. What else you got?
Okay, coming in at number two for the second time with the big Evan on this one, Rojo. And with Rojo, I can get my nomination and my grievance, I hope, out of the way. My grievance with this guy is I cannot believe how he put Wisconsin as a whole, but especially the community of Waukesha, the Big Bend area there. We had to watch month after month, day after day, and relive the most terrible, horrendous, horrifying nightmare that this community's seen in years. For what, Rojo? Some ill-gotten political gain for a bunch of lies about Mandela Barnes. That's what you got out of it. And still to this day, no apologies, crickets, crickets. You didn't even think once or twice about coming to that community and saying, I'm sorry, man, I had to do this so I could win a race.
You know, Rico, at one point I did question now reelected Senator Ron Johnson, was he proud of the tenor of the ads he was running? And Ron's defense to yours truly was, I only tell the truth.
Yeah, yeah, he only tells the truth. We all know about that. Hey, number three, guys, I'm with Dom on this one. Timothy Michaels. Oh, my gosh, did we dodge a bullet here, guys? This was a true disaster for Wisconsin waiting to happen. Oh, my God, that was the best day of my life. Tony won. That was it. Good.
Well,
that's all I cared about all year.
That was the best moment of 2022. And, you know, I bet if Rebecca Clayfish were listening right now and wanted to participate in this little, you know, listener poll, I bet she might agree with you, Don, that Tim Michaels from Connecticut, gubernatorial candidate in the state of Wisconsin, and, you know, I think just nominee for D-bag of the year, I think pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Rico. I love the rank choice. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going. We want to hear your nominees for D-Bag of the Year. Looks like Doug from Cudahy, you will be next. Welcome, Doug. What do you got for us?
Hey, Doug.
Hi, guys. I took a nice hit from Rico. We'll pass it on.
Doug, I gotta tell you, man, listening to Rico, that voice, you know, that attitude, I think I paid him $100 in college for the lock of the week, man.
All right, so I'm gonna also have to go with the rank choice. I was gonna go bronze, silver, and gold. I'm gonna go with Gableman.
Yes. Yes. Well done.
Awful man this year, and we'll talk about this all off the air. But then, and Robin Voss, for God's sakes, Voss, can you please, you know, can we have legal weed in Wisconsin? It's over. You know, I mean, we got to drive to Illinois or drive down the street. What do we got to do here? Okay, and. The final one I'm going to have to bring, this is a new one, the CEO of Colectivo for union busting for the last 2 years. So,
you know his name, Doug?
Yeah, we got a name. You got a name, Doug? We can Google it, but you got a name for us?
I'm sorry. I cannot divulge
all right.
Name nor my last name. But union busting for 2 years, we still haven't sat down for a contract. And we can talk about this off the air. Guys, you're doing God's work, and I'll see you on the other side of the new year.
Thanks, Doug.
Right on, Doug. Appreciate it, man.
Who's going to break it to Doug that we see last names on the caller IDs? We'll never dox you, Doug, because then we would slide up the ranked choice voting for D-Bag of the Year. 844-967-2789. Dom, I see one of our nominees is in the queue.
Oh, wow.
But when you're
Donald
nominated
Trump is calling?
For D-Bag of the Year, you got to stew a little bit longer. Andy from Beaver Dam. How you doing, Andy?
Hey, Andy.
Well, not too bad. Happy New Year to you guys once again.
Yeah, you too, man.
I would say there's so many candidates, it's unreal, but I would say Gableman, what he cost the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, once it's put out there, it seems quite obvious that Gableman should be near the top of everyone's list.
He should be the one, you know. I mean, Michaels, yeah, Tim Michaels, whatever, why did you even bother? But I don't think he cost us the kind of money that guy on a wild goose chase looking for illegal voting he's got to be right up there for.
But I hear what you're saying, Andy. I totally agree with you. But then how do we gauge Voss then? Because Voss hired the guy. Like, there's no Gableman without Voss.
Well, right.
Doesn't Voss then go to the top of the list?
And Voss is also responsible for Janelle Branchen, who should be a nominee. So he's like a triple doubler, is he not?
Well, sure. But, you know, I think Voss is getting religion. As of late, a couple of statements that he's made in the last couple of days, he threw that one lady off the voting commission or whatever.
Yeah, but he put her on two other committees, Andy, and everything Voss does is calculated, man. There's no religion there. I don't buy it for a minute,
man. If there's any religion, it's Scientology.
Well, right. But I think he's trying. I think he's trying to make some efforts because you can't get votes the way you operate. And if we can get a different Supreme Court justice, then things are going to look a lot different, hopefully, in terms of the gerrymandering, which is totally, you know, strangle everything off.
Andy, do you realize one week from today, the 45-day window is open for the spring primary? February 21st right. is the primary. Next Friday is the window, that really just affects media outfits like us, but things right. like when the candidates get equal access to the airwaves, et cetera, that window opens next Friday. We're in the cycle already, Andy.
I know. It's unbelievable. It's like year-round election, you know, or
year-round yes. campaign. That's self-governance crazy. Is like self-care, Andy. It never ends.
Well, if you're as furry as Dom, you're always manscaping something.
Me? I mean, it's like manscaping nonstop. This doesn't just happen, people.
844-967-2789. I just get like the buzzsaw out. Self-care goes real quick for me. Who's next? Pizza the Box. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I believe you, Crudy.
I'm doing great, and I still got lungs. I ain't choking on my head.
Yes, my man, you can hold that down.
Pup, pup, pass, man. Pup, pup, pass, fella.
Oh, well, come on over. And I got a ham in the oven because it's on sale after Christmas. Don't buy a ham till after Christmas. That's what I always say.
Pizza Box, you got a big show tomorrow on the network, High Noon, originating from Devil Radio. What are you going to talk about on your show?
Well, you know, we're not going to talk about D-bag of the year because that's what you guys are doing, and that's why I called, right? I feel like I'm a contestant on The Running Man. Oh, they're so good. I just don't know who to choose. Well, don't bother with one. Take two, right?
Thanks, Schwarzenegger, man.
Listen, it's usually these old white guys have been doing it for so long. It's kind of stale. I don't want to go to that crowd. I want to give some newcomers. But first of all, locally, homegrown talent close to my heart, you got to go with CJ, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Nationally. Look, I don't want to be sexist either, so I'm going to do, you know, one for a man and one for a woman. And if there's a bigger D-bag than Santos and Kerry Lake, I ain't seen it recently, and they played it out all the way to the end of the year. You've got to give them that, you know, for the effort and for the newcomers. I mean, they make Boss look like a popcorn clown.
Like he's not even trying.
Right? Exactly. I mean, this is what I'm saying. That's a great point, man. These Republicans coming up nowadays, the megas, man, they have absolutely no shame. Voss, you think you got no shame? Santos has no shame.
844-967-2789. We are accepting now your nominations for D-bag of the day. No, D-bag of the year 2022. We're almost out of day, man. We're almost out of live shows for the year. Next segment, we will award the winner. But you have been evoked at least three or four times, CJ. Hell, you're a nominee, man. Welcome to the show.
Hey, CJ, how's it feel to be nominated?
Well, I'm proud to be the truth detector because this is so easy.
I don't think that's what D-bags do, but yes, go ahead.
Just so you know, Dom, this investigation coming up, it isn't about Hunter. It's about the big guy, the $10 million. See, you know,
who's craving investigations?
Ever.
Who's saying, we don't investigate Hunter Biden, I'm not going to be able to feed my kids this year? I mean, what relevance does it have to everyday Americans' lives?
the truth cometh. And those 13 families that lost their gold in Afghanistan because Commander Cut and Run.
Again, we talked about this, CJ, and you might forget. But remember Donald Trump cut that deal? Remember that? Remember we had that conversation?
You want to actually debate that, Tom? Let's talk back.
Is that a yes or a no? You remember that conversation, right? We've had this conversation. Donald Trump set up our foreign policy in Afghanistan for Joe Biden, right? And then freed all those Taliban. Remember that?
He wanted to go to zero, too, but he listened to his military commanders and didn't. So those lives didn't have to happen. He just listened to his military advice.
You know, CJ, I don't think we need a final segment. I think I'm ready to make the award.
Let's come on, man. This is radio. We got to tease it. We should confer. We still have some callers that want to opine. Let's keep our mouths shut for a minute. But obviously, CJ is working his way up, man. He's like the rat eating through the bodies, getting to the top. But we'll take your calls. D-Bag of the year. You got someone better than CJ? Call us. 844-967-2789.
Bag of the year 2022.
Can we marry dogs?
I woke up in a Soho store where a policeman knew my name. He said,
the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of 2022. You can go home at night if you can get up and walk away, but you got to call us with your D-Bag of the Year nominee 2022, 844-967-2789. Crew, just want to throw something out there for some of our conservative friends that are so very concerned about the big guy in the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. AP reporting some of the takeaways of Donald Trump's taxes. Get a bank account in China. China? Remember that? Longtime real estate and media mogul with business interests on multiple continents was asked during a 2020 presidential debate about having a bank account in China. He said he closed it before the 2016 campaign. But the tax returns, however, report Trump had a bank account in China in 2015, 2016, and 2017. Apparently, he did not close it, and they lied to you, CJ. I hope they're going to investigate that. And on top of that, many foreign investments. He reported $38 million in overseas gross income in 2016 and $55 million in 2017 from Azerbaijan, India, Indonesia, Panama, the Philippines, Turkey, and the UAE. That sort of information about potential conflicts of interest for the Commander-in-Chief of the United States is one reason presidents normally release their tax returns. Now, that's $38 million. It's not clear, the AP reports, it's not clear where that overseas money came from.
I'm sure it's all legit.
Totally.
Everything
totally.
About Donald Trump just screams legit. Too legit to quit. Maybe he got all wrapped up in an MC Hammer song. 844-967-2789. Our pal LA Tom. How you doing, Thomas?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and I hope we all figure that out sooner or later. My biggest D-bag, honestly, are all the billionaires who don't pay their taxes in this country, where we end up paying more than they do. I'm pissed today, man. When Donald Trump, Elon Musk, all the things that Bernie has talked about for years, they are the most unpatriotic. You got that, Lou? The most unpatriotic people actually in the world, if they can't even pay to the good of our country and call themselves Americans. They should be stripped of their legal status of Americans if they're not going to be paying their fair share of their taxes here.
Well, Tom, I'm totally with you, brother, but there's a couple things. There's tax evasion and there's tax avoidance, right? And it's one thing to take advantage of the system that was made by we the people, right? And for whom? Well, certainly guys of Trump's level could play all sorts of games that you and I, if all of a sudden we created a bunch of LLCs that took, thousands of dollars in losses, we'd be audited tomorrow.
Thousands of dollars. LA Tom, I don't know if you'd seen some of the tax transcripts, but Donald Trump carried forward a loss of $700 million over the course of like year after year after year, every year he made profit, he would say, well, I'm going to extend some of this carry forward loss. But the loss was the failure to enter into a partnership. He claims this failed partnership, which is not described more clearly, cost him $700 million, which helped him write off any taxable income for like a decade. I mean, that's crazy, dude. Dom, I renounce our partnership.
I'm taking that loss.
I'm just talking about the fact that these guys call themselves patriots. Really? I mean, they're not doing anything to benefit or benefit the country.
Suckers pay taxes.
But, you know, it's not just about the taxes, Tom. It's about the philanthropic giving. I believe Trump had zero charitable contributions in 2020.
Zero.
Yeah. So,
well, that's because he didn't have the Trump charity to go buy portraits of Donald Trump from anymore.
I hope all the listeners really and truly think about it. He paid $750. He paid zero another year. And I know that I paid more than that in my one paycheck for the year. So please, people, wake up. Wake up and realize these guys are fleecing us and are taking what money should be coming back to we the people rather than going into their own riches. Or, I mean, you know how rich this country would be if people actually paid their taxes, even if we all paid the same percentage, not a flat tax, because that's different, but the same percentage. I mean, come on. This is just getting so disgusting, and I don't know. All the politicians are bought off so they don't change the tax code, and it's just unfair system.
Well, you know, it is unfair, Tom, but you gotta break it down to one. Who's the D-bag of the year?
Well, we'll get there in just a moment, but let me defend Donald Trump in this regard. His 2020 taxes, no, he actually lost money on the year. The outgoing president, this supposed businessman of highest regard, he lost money. There was no carry forward loss in 2020. This billionaire was just a net loser. Like all his business interests combined, he lost money on in 2020. Loser.
A lot of people lost money in 2020, man. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that in and of itself, again, it's in the details, man. It's not about the fluctuations. People have fluctuations. It's about a $700 million carry forward. Or, you know, what did he do on the casinos? How do you lose casinos? What, you launder money on the front end? I don't have no proof. I'm just thinking how I would do if I was a crooked bastard. You launder money, you get paid to launder the money, then you take a loss that you carry forward on your taxes because you actually were, you know, handed a half a billion dollars, you know, 30 years ago from your dad. You don't even have to take it out of the bank. You just claim a false loss going forward, and you still don't got to pay the taxes, and not to be audited. Why, until what? Until a couple years into his presidency, we're supposed to audit the presidents, and they didn't do it. Why? And who's fired for that?
Nobody. I heard it on Fox News today. They specifically reported there was no collusion between Donald Trump and the IRS.
Okay,
no
good.
Collusion.
So all right, here we go, nominees. Dom. Nominees, here we go, man. We got Rojo from Evan. Joanne gave us Elon Musk. I said Tim Michaels. Crudy, you said Ginny Thomas. Bob, he brought us CJ for the first time. Thank you. Jameson said Dr. Oz. Kathy said Mitch McConnell. Who else do we got out here, man? We got Doug. We got a couple of threefers out there. Of course, we had Voss, the Colectivo CEO. We had Gableman. A lot of people don't like Gableman. Putin, Ron Johnson, Michaels again, and CJ. Got another CJ vote. Santos and Kerry Lake. Crudy, the floor is yours.
Well, it's so clear. By popular demand, the D-bag of the year 2022 is listening right now. It's you, CJ.
Congratulations.
You are the biggest D-bag worldwide.
D-bag of the year 2022.
You choose.
We choose you, CJ. You're the one. Thanks.
That's
for
an amazing
listening.
Award.
It's a big deal. Thank you all for listening through the
And I gotta be honest, year. That's our first annual, right? This is the inaugural D-bag of the year, CJ 2022. We couldn't have done it without you, man. Thank you.
The D-Bag Cup, like the Stanley Cup, he'll be the first one, and you know, engraved. At least we'll save money. CJ. Won't even get all four letters. Clay. His mom called him Clay. I'm going to call him D-Bag of the Year, CJ 2022. Have a great new year. Be safe, everyone.